Hello and welcome to the Diz Dad Podcast Midweek Destinations and Diversions Show. It's the Dad Show, your hump day Disney vacation fix for Wednesday, July 23rd, 2014. The Dad Show is brought to you by Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers is Orlando's premium stroller and crib rental vendor. Why pay more for a less comfortable, less versatile stroller in the theme parks? Make your reservation at kingdomstrollers.com. You'll pay less for the rental, and they'll deliver the stroller of your choice to your resort and pick it up from the resort at the end of your vacation for free. Kingdom Strollers, your first choice for Orlando stroller rentals and an authorized Walt Disney World stroller vendor. Today on the Dad Show, I'll be talking with Don Donfris about his Orlando vacation with his daughter for her dance team performance in June 2014. Welcome to the show, Don.
How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing all right. Hanging in there. So you took this trip in 2014. Why don't you talk to us to start off with a little bit about how this trip came about? I know that you were there primarily because your daughter was in her dance team was traveling there. Was it for a competition or a show, or how did that work?
It's every couple of years, every 2 years, her dance studio was invited to perform at Disney. We started making arrangements back in November of last year. Was when everything was firmed up as far as dates go and everything like that. Different studios are invited, but they have to also show that they meet the level of showmanship.
Right, right. So Disney requires audition tapes and things like that.
Correct. So, it's not just, any old, and I'm not saying there ain't that special or anything like that, but it's not that, you just can't say, oh, we have a dance team and let's go to Disney and dance. So it's kind of a big deal. Disney wants to see, every once in a while they ask the studio to record a practice so they can see how they're doing and if they're up to their specifications.
Sure.
The actual dance was Tuesday, and her team got to go to, they were the pre-show for the nighttime parade.
The Main Street Electrical Parade?
Yes. They came out before the parade started. They did a whole route all the way from Main Street, the exact parade route.
Excellent.
They even had light up costumes and the whole deal.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Before we get to the details of the dance performance, but I want to go back to the planning piece just because it seems to me that there are probably some significant differences between the way you put together your usual family trip and the way you put together a trip that includes a dance performance like this.
Yeah, the one disadvantage to that, well, one, they have their markup on top of the trip, so you're going at a premium time of year, and on top of that, this other tour group, I'm sure, has their hand in the pot as well. So it's a little pricey to go. Luckily, through her studio, we're able to do different things, and that helps offset some of the costs. But and the other thing is because of the way this whole thing works through this travel agent, is we couldn't do a lot of pre-planning because they don't get an actual confirmation from Disney. Well, this trip, we got there, the actual Disney part of the trip started on like the 24th. For the dance part, and we did not get confirmation numbers until June 7th.
Okay. So this just has to do with the particular kind of group booking that the tour organizer who does these trips with your daughter's dance team, you know, that
right.
it's an issue with them and the way they handle these.
Right, right. So they don't get their confirmation until that point. So a lot of the things, well, we couldn't tie all our Magic Band stuff in right away. We couldn't. I didn't know how it worked as far as making all of our, well, we fast passes, any of that stuff. We couldn't wait get until we actually had confirmation numbers. So that was all kind of last second.
Right, right.
But we were able to make some of the dinner reservations and stuff like that ahead of time. But even that, I had to kind of wait because I didn't know exactly when performances were going to be and all that.
Right, so you've got to plan around the performance piece.
Right, right. So it was a little tricky in that, trying to plan it all out. I mean, it worked out pretty good. I know a lot of people have had a lot of issues with the Fast Passes and the My Disney Experience thing. I got to say, we didn't have a single glitch.
Which Everything is pretty I impressive did. Considering you were doing the My Disney Experience stuff really at the last minute.
Yes. Yes. I had every Fast Pass we made, we got. You know, as far as, yeah, the times were generally later in the evening and what have you. But we never got to any place and they said, no, your fast pass thing didn't work. Or our dining reservations, which were made at the last second. We were able to get pretty much everywhere we wanted except for Be Our Guest, which...
Okay. Which is a tough get anyway.
Right, exactly, exactly. So we had no problems. And it was busy. There was no question about that. Like I said, I know of a lot of people, you know, you read a lot of stuff about people having issues, and I got to say, we didn't have a single problem. You know, I didn't even have that many problems, working my Disney Experience in the park with my smartphone.
Oh, wow. That's good to know, especially with the crowd level high, because that's one of the things people have been concerned about is the ability of the system to handle, you know, when the park is crowded, the mobile access. So that's good to know it went well for you.
Yeah, the only issue I had was burning through battery.
Right. Yeah, bring that portable battery.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, I was glad I definitely made sure I had that because definitely would not have made it through the day without it.
Well, before we get too far into Disney, I know that you guys came in a little bit early for this dance trip and started your trip at with a day at the Universal Parks. So, talk to me about the decision to spend the day at the Universal Parks and then what your experience was like there.
My daughter Naya is a very big Harry Potter fan. I guess is. Most girls and boys her age. So she was like, Dad, can we go? Can we go? So luckily I had some old, non-expiring tickets from Universal from 1999.
Wow.
I was really worried whether they were going to go through or not. You know, I know when we bought them, they said they weren't going to expire. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to get here. And they're definitely going to say, go take a hike. Went to guest services. Nope, you have 2 days left on these. No problem whatsoever.
Excellent.
You know, I was like, well, that was excellent. Again, it was end of June, very warm, very crowded. But we got right. We went straight into Harry Potter, and actually. The only thing we waited for, basically, was the wand ceremony.
Okay. Right.
The
wand. Yeah, Ollivander's, because it's such a small capacity attraction.
Right. All the other rides in there, we waited like 20, 25 minutes. And as far as in Harry Potter, the Harry Potter area. And the castle ride, that is... I'm not even a Harry Potter fan. I'm not a fan, but I've never read much of it, but it's just incredible.
Forbidden Journey is an amazing attraction.
It is really incredible. I'm a bigger guy. and I had no problem fitting in there as long as I got the right seat. You know, they had to make sure that I get one of the outside seats.
Right, I have the same issue.
Really got a big chest, and I didn't have any problem getting on it, so I was pleased because I was really worried that that was going to be an issue because, you know, I'd heard so much about that, saying that the bigger guys have a problem on there.
Right.
But had no issues with that, and then we really had a great time.
Good. Now, you were there. You missed the opening of Diagon Alley by, what, about?
A week.
2 weeks? Oh, a little over just a week?
No, 2 weeks. Two weeks.
Yeah, I was going to say. I thought it was about 2 weeks.
Right. It was 2 weeks from the beginning of the trip. I was happy and sad. you know, my daughter really wanted to get to go. But the more I kept thinking about it when it was getting closer to the trip, I was thinking, oh my gosh, if they open, you know, because then you hear that the press event was like 2 days before.
Oh yeah,
we got there, and I'm going, if they open us this up the day, you know, that weekend, we're going to be, you know, we'll be in line all day long.
And, oh yeah, I mean, we posted pictures in the group
right.
that I'd found. They had this just massive line that wrapped all the way around, like, you know, into a backstage area in order to accommodate the queue.
Yeah, I was disappointed, but not disappointed. Because when I saw that and I was thinking about that, I was like, oh, I really don't want to do this. But, you know, I would have done it for my daughter. But, you know, it luckily, and I was just like, we'll catch it the next time we go down, you know.
Right.
By then, it'll be died down a little bit and it'll be manageable.
So you said you had 2 day non-expiring tickets left. Did you use both days or did you only spend the one?
Yeah, we only used 1 day, so we'll have another one when we go back.
Okay.
Which is awesome because, I mean, I know I didn't pay the current price fix. So not only.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you spend your day all in the Islands of Adventure Park, or did you spend some time on both sides of Universal's theme parks?
We went to both sides.
Okay. So what were some of the highlights? I mean, obviously, you said that the Forbidden Journey was a big highlight.
Right.
What are a couple other things that stood out about your visit to Universal?
Eating at what the heck is that? In Harry Potter.
Oh, the Three Broomsticks.
Three Broomsticks. Sorry, I'm not.
That's okay.
Looking with me. That was really good. Enjoyed that. Enjoyed watching all the people in the Harry Potter area dressed up like Harry Potter. I was just floored by that because, well, A, they would never be able to do that at Disney. You know, dress up like a character and be in that land. But, I mean, they were full out, the cape, long pants, everything.
Oh, yeah.
And there was one guy, he was probably in his late 20s, had the hairdo, the glasses, the cape, the whole shot. So, yeah, we really enjoyed walking around there. I've done it before. This is my first time for my daughter, was Spider-Man.
Right.
Really like that. The line for Transformers was just way, way too long. I think it was like well over an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah.
And we decided we didn't really want to wait in it.
We lucked out when we were there with Transformers because we happened by it right as the ride was reopening after it had been down for a while. And so the line had kind of dissipated because people weren't waiting anymore. It had been down for more than an hour.
Right.
And so we kind of walked right on. It was perfect timing.
Yeah, that's great. Did the Minions ride. Thought that was really fun. You know, I'm a big Minions fan, so I enjoyed that a great deal. Did walk past Diagon Alley and saw the outside of it. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that London waterfront facade is nice.
Yes, and my daughter got a big kick out of that because from all the books, she knew where all the stuff was. And the was it a triple-decker bus or double?
Oh, yeah.
I know it's a double-decker. I think it's triple-decker.
Yes, the triple-decker purple bus.
Yes, with the talking skull in it, and their talking head in it, and you know, so we got to see all that. That was she got, you know, she was like, at least I got to see all this, so that was cool. I don't know, we were both just kind of walking around. She didn't really feel like getting wet that day, so we didn't do any of the water rides.
And I don't blame you for that, because Universal Water Rides, they're serious about the you may get wet.
Yes, I knew that about Jurassic Park. And I told her that, and she's like, and I kind of wanted to go, but she's like, I just don't feel like getting wet today. So I'm like, all right, I guess we'll just, you know, and you know, it was a long day. You know, we were there, oh, probably till about 9 o'clock at night.
All right. So you did have a good full day there.
Yeah, we had a good, you know, and we, like I said, we did both, kind of walked around both parks. Didn't do everything, but I'm trying to remember the other rides that we went on. And
that's right. The things that stand out are the things that we want to hear about.
Right. So, and you know, got to, you know, enjoyed it. Had a nice day there.
Good.
So then the next Sunday is when we started our Disney trip.
Okay. So where were you staying at Disney?
We stayed at the Caribbean Beach.
Had you stayed there before?
Yes, we've stayed there before. I like it. It's nice. It's out of the moderates. It's slightly bigger than the other moderates. It is much more. If I had a choice amongst the moderates, my favorite's always been a French Quarter, because I like that it's much more compact,
right.
And no matter where you're staying, you can get to the main building just by walking. You know, you don't have to take a car or ride a bus to get someplace.
Right? Yeah, Caribbean Beach can be awfully spread out.
So, but we enjoyed it. We were close to one of the quiet pools, and then it was probably about a 10-minute walk to get to the main pool if we wanted to go to that and the main building. I wasn't crazy about their food court. I thought it was just okay. I mean, they're all food courts, I guess. You know, I didn't care for some of the choices that were there. So, and we did not eat at Shutters. That's the sit down.
Right. I haven't eaten there myself, but by reputation, that was probably a good choice.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. But I've also heard that they've gotten some new people in there and are working on rectifying that. So, but we didn't feel like experimenting with that. Plus, we were just, once we get into the parks, we generally don't leave unless we're going to a different park.
Okay.
So, so that first day we ate at, in the morning, we went to Ohana for the Stitch character breakfast.
Oh, yeah. What did you think of that?
It's nice. We like it. Stitch is one of my daughter's favorite characters. I think it's pretty good. We enjoyed all the food there. And, you know, it's actually, I think we probably, other than if we want to do a character thing, I'd probably start staying away from the buffets. Only because we're all trying to cut back on food a little bit.
Sure.
And there's just so much. And for what you pay, you're paying a lot for not eating a great deal other than the experience. I mean, it is the experience, and
sure.
All is all that. So it is, I mean, there is a certain amount of value to that, but just in general, I think, you know, we've noticed, you know, we've all started watching, you know, cutting back our portions or splitting or having smaller meals and whatnot. So
right.
That tends to be a little bit much.
Sure.
Then we went to Great America. Gosh darn. Magic Kingdom for the day.
Okay. Now, did you have more than one day at Magic Kingdom during this trip?
Yes, we did.
Right. Well, let's kind of combine those days together and just talk about sort of highlights of the Magic Kingdom from this trip. What are things that you did that stood out as particularly, either particularly enjoyable, things that surprised you, you know, anything that stands out?
Sure. Fantasyland. First time that I've seen it, and we're fortunate enough that it's all complete. Amazing. you would never know how it used to be configured. You know, you see it all blends so well now, and it's just this environment that's so well done. The way all the landscaping and everything else, I was really taken aback by that. And I gotta say, enjoyed all the new things in the Fantasyland. The Little Mermaid ride was really good. The Seven Dwarfs Mine Train was excellent. We did that at a fast pass for that at like midnight. but it was really cool and enjoyed it a great deal. We were fortunate enough to get fast passes to the Be Our Guest lunch.
Oh, okay. And so you couldn't get it for dinner, but you managed to get the lunch fast pass. What did you think of that experience?
Loved it. That's just mind blowing being in that castle. You know, the detail, the level of detail, and my daughter, that's her favorite princess, has been since she's little. She loves reading, so she identifies with Belle, and she was just, even as a 13-year-old, just in awe of, you know, she's in Belle's castle.
Sure.
You know, she's like, this is everything I've read about it, seen about it. It's just the way it's supposed to be from the movie and from reading about it. You know, she was just floored by the whole thing. And actually, the food was really enjoyable. We really had a very enjoyable meal. And they really go all out there as far as, even though it's counter service per se, it's really quite good. And there's like servers and taking care of you and making sure everything's proper, and the level of detail is really incredible in there. Enjoyed the Little Mermaid ride. It's quite cute. And Gaston's Tavern, that was nice as well. So really liked the new Fantasyland.
And maybe this is where we can pick up talking a little bit about the performance as well, since the performance was in the Magic Kingdom. So,
yes,
I assume that sort of becomes an interesting overlay on your touring plans for the day.
Yes.
How does that work, sort of process wise? And
well, the day that they dance there, they have a practice earlier in the day. So they picked up the dance team from our hotel, and all the girls stay at the same hotel. In fact, there's other dance teams there, and they're all at the same hotel as well.
Right.
And they picked them up from the hotel, Disney Transportation. It's a specific bus, takes them backstage, and they do their rehearsal backstage. They were there for about 3 hours doing a rehearsal. Got done. We got back to the hotel, grabbed a quick bite to eat, and then she had to take a bus back for the performance. She had to be back there, I think, at 7 o'clock. They started dancing at 8:30. So they take a specific bus again back, go backstage. They can't have any camera phones, any cameras with them backstage, anything like that. They're all giving a big spiel about that. And unfortunately, another dance team there didn't meet Disney specifications in the practices.
Oops.
And they weren't allowed to dance.
Wow. So a team that actually
had made the trip didn't
pass muster.
Yes. Now, I don't know if they were able to, because they have, like, rain dates and whatnot set up. If they said, okay, if you guys practice up, you can do one of these rain dates or, you know, something like that, because there's other performances that they can get put in. So I don't know if they were able to do that. But my daughter's like, yeah, this other team, they weren't that good. And the instructors and everything that were there, because this is all choreographed by Disney, makeup, you know, kind of were huddling together and just said, you guys can't be in here.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You know, I mean, how disappointing could that be if you were...
Yeah, it's a real lesson
in situation.
You know, it's a real lesson in take this stuff seriously if you're going to do it, you know?
Yes. Yes. Well, I kept telling my daughter, I'm like, that's, you know, and unfortunately that's all in the dance school that did it, because they were warned, you know, because I know Naya's dance studio. I remember her teacher always being, you know, hey, you guys, they're not going to let us dance if we aren't at a certain level.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sure a lot of girls go, oh yeah, sure. You know, we already paid, you know, this is already done.
Yeah, exactly.
And, no, it's not the case. So
what do you, as the dance dad, what do you do when you've dropped the kid off, you know, an hour and a half before performance?
Staked
what do you do
spot.
With yourself for an hour and a half?
Staked out a spot right on Main Street, because there was no way I was going to be looking over somebody's shoulder to watch my daughter dance down Main Street.
Where did you find your spot?
Because the nighttime parade starts like by the firehouse and comes around that circle there.
Right.
We laid out right in front of what is that? It used to be the camera shop right there on the corner next to the Chopeau, the Hat Chopeau. Right there at the rope. We were right there. I had a tripod for my video camera and set myself all up and said, nobody's getting in my way. And just planted ourselves there. So, didn't worry about getting too much else done. You know, that was the main focus. That was the main focus of this trip. It was like, this is it. So, and then after they dance and, they come back out when, after they're done, they come out behind, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
And, the girls are allowed to, if they so choose, to wear their costume in the park if they wanted to.
Uh-huh.
Most of them didn't, because they were quite itchy. My daughter's like, yeah, this thing's so uncomfortable. And they're like, nah, it should wear it. You know, it lights up. No, I'm not wearing it. So we meet them all there. And then the rest of the night's yours. And that happened to be open till 1 o'clock that night. So we spent a few more hours in the park after that. And saw Wishes, did Big Thunder Mountain, did Splash Mountain.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead then and kind of do, you know, quick tours of what you did, or, you know, things that stood out in the other parks on this trip. First of all, which other parks did you spend time in?
Epcot and the studios.
Okay.
We did not do Animal Kingdom. We just decided, because we were there relatively short time.
Sure.
That even though that's one of our favorite parks, being that the heat of the summer, we just decided that we weren't going to torture ourselves in the heat.
Sure.
So let's
talk Epcot then. What were some things that stood out about your experience at Epcot?
let's see. Again, we had fast passes, all worked real well. Got onto Soarin'. Obviously, that's always one of the keys. We did 2 days at Epcot. So we did Soarin' twice. We did character experience with fast passes that worked out real well. Did Mission Space, did Test Track, and then we spent a lot of time in the all the countries.
Sure.
That's kind of our favorite part, you know. While the Magic Kingdom is certainly the classic Disney experience, Epcot's is definitely our favorite park to really just hang out in and walk around and enjoy.
Sure.
This is our first trip in a while, so we were able to do Via Napoli for one of our meals.
Yeah, and what did you think of it?
Really enjoyed it. I had one of the pizzas. My wife and daughter each had a pasta dish, and really lived up to its reputation, I thought, as far as good quality food and really great service. And my daughter's birthday was right after the trip, so she was wearing a birthday, celebrating birthday pin.
Uh-huh.
And so she got, you know, free desserts at quite a few of the restaurants that we went to.
Always nice bonus.
Yeah. You know, and not that she ever complained about eating ice cream or anything like that. So really enjoyed the Via Napoli experience. And we also ate at, I know I'm going to get this one wrong, La Hacienda.
De San Angel.
Yeah, no, not inside the.
Oh, the San Angel Inn?
Yes. And we were able to get reservations at 8:30.
Okay.
So we were able to see the illuminations from when we had a window seat as well.
Okay.
So that was, and that was, the food there was excellent. My wife was like, she had the best soup that she's ever had in her life there.
Wow.
It was a
my praise.
Yes, she what was it? It was a corn chowder. And it's really different the way they make. They bring it out. All the ingredients are in a bowl. So there's fresh corn, some like, you know, cilantro and other things, and some tortilla strips. And then they bring out this cream, and they pour that over all the fresh ingredients. Huh.
So it's got like a whole table-side presentation going on.
Yeah, and it's, you know, those things aren't really like cooked into it. They're not soggy or anything like that. It's very, and it was really good. And then an ample empanada, I believe it was, and that was very good as well. So I really enjoyed that. It's a little pricey, but it was well worth it from, you know, especially after a long hot day in the parks, able to eat in nice air conditioning evening, able to cool down and enjoy the fireworks.
Sure.
So that was definitely one of our highlights.
Okay. And then take us over to Hollywood Studios just across the way.
Right. Hollywood Studios. We were there for one day, and part of that day, my daughter also, part of their thing was, is they did a recital in the Backlot Theater.
Okay.
I guess it's where they used to do Hunchback of Notre Dame, and it's all the way in the back by the stunt car show.
Oh, right. By Lights, Motors, Action.
Yes. So part of our day was, in right in the middle of the day, was that thing. But we were able to go before and after into the park. And always a favorite, going to Tower of Terror and Rock and Roll Roller Coaster. Oh, and we had dinner there at 50s Primetime. It's kind of one of our go-to places.
Yeah. How was the experience at 50s Primetime?
We always enjoy that. So, oh, it's, you know, we had a really good, you know, I mean, that's one of those ones where your waiter or waitress can kind of make it.
Sure.
You know, more so than some other restaurants. And really good waitress, older woman, so we were all her grandkids and stuff like that. She was really good, really made it good. And what was nice, we got lucky because I had later reservations, and it was going to run into being too close to the recital. We were able to walk in there. I said, look, you know, we've got some later things. Is there any way we could get in here a little earlier? And they made accommodations, got us in. So that was great. So, and then saw Fantasmic that night, you know. Always enjoy that. I know everybody says it doesn't live up to California, but it's still a good show. We enjoy it, so.
All right. Well, that sounds great.
Now, yeah.
Thinking back kind of on the trip overall, including the parks and the resort and all of those things that you know, around it, anything else about this trip stand out that you know, want to make sure we talk about here?
It's hot. I don't want to say that. It was part of this trip. I mean, it was great, but because of the performances and stuff for Naya, it got kind of we weren't able to tour probably kind of the way we always like to. And you know, she was tired from doing the performances and stuff like that, so she kind of wore out a little bit on a couple things. But other than, I mean, Downtown Disney, the new co-op, that is cool.
Yeah, the Marketplace co-op.
It's Co-op Marketplace. Have you heard? Yes, I'm backwards. Sorry.
That's right. The Marketplace co-op, it's one of the first of the new Disney Springs stores to open up.
Really cool. Really cool stuff. If you're into Disney kind of collectibles from around the house and stuff like that, really neat stuff. We ended up getting a few things for around the house, like some dishes and some bowls and some coasters and stuff like that. Nothing like you see. And some of the stuff you saw in other parks, but a lot of it was not stuff you saw anywhere else. And it was really nice to see some unique, different kind of things that you could put in your house. And while you'll know it's Disney, if somebody's not a Disney fan, they might not know it, and they would still like it.
Right.
And the clothing there, my daughter and my wife really love some of the clothing stores. They have the make your own iPad and iTouch and iPhone cases. That was cool. Unfortunately, like for my daughter, she doesn't have we don't have iPhones. And they only have a limited amount of other smartphone stuff, so that's a little limiting. Hopefully that'll expand. And she's got a Touch, and they don't make the custom cases for the Touches either. So she was kind of disappointed. She wanted to make one, but didn't do that. But I mean, it was still really neat to see that. Downtown Disney is crazy right now, though, with all the construction.
Yeah, it really is.
A little disappointed in Earl of Sandwich.
Interesting.
You know, they got rid of some of the sandwiches. I mean, the food was still good, but, and, you know, I know I have read about on some of the blogs and stuff like that, or, you know, people posting about, you know, they made the sandwiches a little bit smaller. They raised prices a little bit. And, I mean, it was still good, better than, you know, your typical, you know, burger or chicken strips or anything like that. But not quite what it was, and maybe it was just our time there, but wasn't quite, you know. And there used to be a washroom inside there. They got rid of the washroom inside there, so you got to walk like around the corner and outside go to the washroom and stuff like that. So yeah, I was a little disappointed with that. And we didn't spend a real lot of time down there, but because it was just so, you know, I mean, it feels like you're just on top of everybody because there's so much construction stuff going on.
Yeah, it really kind of, you know, herds people a little bit.
Right, right. So, you know, look forward to how it should be, how it's going to be, though. Really look forward to that. But I think that covers it.
Right. Well, I'm glad that we mentioned that part because, you know, that's a relatively new opening, and you know, I think it's a good thing for people to know about because it is a pain to get down there, but it may be worth it anyway, at least, you know, even just to check out Marketplace Co-op, you know, and more is to come. And it looks like they're on the right track.
Oh, yeah, that's, the, you know, I mean, especially now it's a little more geared toward girls and women, you know. It'd be nice if they started getting some of that stuff for the guys. You know, there was like a sports area of it, but it seemed to be a lot of stuff with mixing like college names and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, putting a Disney touch on college names and stuff like that. And, you know, that's okay, but I would just like to see some new cooler stuff for guys.
Right.
With a little Disney theme for it. But it was still neat to walk in there, you know. And like I said, my wife and daughter were just like in heaven walking around in there because they just like, oh, this stuff's cool, you know. And, you know, they certainly put a dent on the Disney rewards card that we had.
All right. So before we go, if you had one tip that you could give to a fellow dad who's going to take his family on a vacation that's built around a kid's performance – What tip would you give them?
I would say definitely be ready. On the days that you're – don't count on getting a lot done on the days that they're going to be performing. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just, you know, we thought we could get a little bit more done, but it ends up being quite involved in – even though they give you these time frames that's they end up lasting longer, starting earlier, you know, so it's a little extra time. Be prepared that you're not going to be able to just get as much out of those days.
Yeah. No, that's a good tip and an important one because it is easy. You know, we're so used to planning these trips down to the minute. And you just can't do that when you're on somebody else's performance schedule.
Right, right. And, you know, it just, you know, and then on top of that, I think the girls tend to do, they get so anxious about them, it burns up a lot of their energy.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, yeah, all the girls were kind of sputtering a little bit, you know, at points. Right. You know, and they tend to do these at this time of year when it's good and hot down there.
Yeah.
So, you know, be prepared, you know, as far as that goes, you know, and make sure, you know, waiting around because a lot of times you're waiting for this to happen or that to happen, or you're waiting to get backstage or whatnot. Make sure you've got plenty of water and stuff too, because that was, you know, I mean, we were ready for that, but you know, there were plenty of people going, oh, my tongue, you know, and we're like, hey, there's, you got to get water for, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking to us and taking the time to tell us about the trip and especially those, you know, sort of unique pieces that we might not know about otherwise. I think those kinds of things are a big help to, you know, other people who are looking at that kind of a trip. Look forward to talking to you again sometime soon.
Sounds good, Aaron. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
One little spark of inspiration is at the heart of all creation. Right at the start of everything that's new, one little spark lights up for you. Oh, hello there. So glad you could come along. I am the Dreamfinder. Musical notes, what delightful melodies those will make.
I love these flights of fancy, searching the countryside for sounds, colors, ideas, anything that sparks the imagination. A sunbeam, that's a good one. Everything that I can collect can inspire amazing and marvelous new ideas. And you never know what kind of figment you may come up with. Here's my favorite. Two tiny wings, eyes big and yellow, horns of a steer, but a lovable fella. From head to tail, he's royal purple pigment. And there, voila, you've got a figment of imagination.